What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Saturday, August 28th. The Yankees riding a winning streak that is now up to 13 in a row after beating the A's Friday night in Oakland 8-2. I had all my Spinal Tap jokes, you know, with this one goes to 11, but the Yankees have blown past that. 12, 13, and now they're shooting for 14 as they take on the A's later Saturday afternoon in game three of the four-game series. Not a lot's going wrong. You realize the Yankees, the last time they lost a game was the Field of Dreams game. That was the last Yankees loss. So it's been a little while. It's been a couple of weeks, and things are going really well. They've obviously moved into a playoff position. They're comfortably in front. I should say comfortably, but it's three games is pretty significant. They have 34 games to play, so obviously a lot to go. But the Yankees are three games in front of Boston as they hold wild card spot number one, but they're also three and a half in front of Oakland now, or a four and a half in front of Oakland now. So they have moved comfortably into a playoff position. And at this point, it's Yankees Red Sox in a wild card game, which didn't sound great, would not have sounded great a month ago. But now the Yankees are playing so much better, and Gerrit Cole is leading the way. Gerrit Cole has six scoreless innings on Friday night for his 13th win. Gerrit Cole, with a month to go, is basically in front in your Cy Young race in the American League. He's first in wins, first in strikeouts, first in whip. He's third in ERA. And Cole has overcome a couple of things, the adjustment past the sticky stuff situation, and also battled COVID and has come back from that. And Cole has been money for the New York Yankees. He's made 36 starts now as a New York Yankee. He is 20-9 with a 2.81 ERA. 294 strikeouts in 221 innings pitched. That's an old-fashioned season, right? 36 games started. You get a little bit less now in a five-man rotation, but if you look at that as basically one full season, 2020 plus 2021, he's 20-9 with a 2.81, almost 300 strikeouts and 221 innings pitched. That's the kind of season that you're signing up for if you sign Gerrit Cole for that boatload of money early on in the contract. And it's, you know, I mentioned this before the trade deadline in July when the Yankees were scuffling and there was discussions about whether or not they should buy or sell. Well, of course they should not sell. You don't take Gerrit Cole in his prime and decide to throw away the season. These are the numbers Gerrit Cole is giving you right now. And Aaron Judge in his prime as well. Judge hit his 28th home run of the year, drove in four more runs, pushing his total to 70. So 28 homers, 70 RBIs with a month to go. And Judge is just having really, he's having his second best season as a Yankee. That's pretty easy to say because, you know, the other seasons were all marred by injuries, right? In 18 and 19, you know what 2020 was? Since 2017, his fabulous rookie season, this is his second best season. So you don't take the seasons that Cole and Judge are having and throw them away. You go for the playoff push. And that's where the Yankees are right now. Giancarlo Stanton having a phenomenal season as well. He's homered in four straight games. It's only the third time in his career he's ever done that. He's homered every game on this road trip for the Yankees. Luke Voit, Kyle Higashioka homered on Friday night as well. The Yankees are hitting the ball hard again, and they're not hitting the ball on the ground. Very big difference for the Yankees right now. In this 13-game winning streak, they have 49 extra base hits, 25 homers, 22 doubles, a couple of triples, and they've only hit into four double plays in this stretch. Remember how the Yankees were leading the world in double plays, and that's all they seem to do in big spots? Well, now they're hitting the ball in the air. I heard this for the first time, I want to say it was maybe 6 years ago, where a player told me he was out of the game And one of the reasons he realized he was out of the game was because he wasn't taking advantage of the slug the way other players were. You call it launch angle. This player put it very simply, hit the ball in the air. The shift had changed things, certainly, for certain hitters. And more teams were shifting against right-handed batters, too. So the ground ball was not getting through. Hit the ball in the air is what this guy told me. And he wished he had, you know, really taken advantage of that to the point where he would still be in Major League Baseball, probably, if he had. The Yankees are doing that right now to the point where they are winning games again. Besides the 13-game winning streak, they are 30-9 since the All-Star break. And I told you, during these last 13 games, 49 extra base hits, only 4 double plays. Huge reason why the Yankees are scoring runs, and obviously they're pitching really well too. Gerrit Cole is at the forefront of that. The Yankees are doing everything right now. So there's not a lot to get down on them about. And a month ago, when everybody should have been fired or released or traded, here the Yankees are in a playoff spot. They're going through what's still a pretty tough road trip. The A's are sliding back in the other direction. They've lost 6 in a row now, and the Yankees are obviously streaking forward. They finish out the series against Oakland, move on to 3 against the Angels in Anaheim, and then they get a little bit more of a softer portion of their schedule. They play the Orioles. They play 3 against the Orioles, 4 against the Blue Jays, who are still kind of in this and dangerous team. Then they get 3 against the Mets and 3 more against the Orioles. So the Yankees have a little bit of a softer portion of the schedule coming up. They also have a 3-game series against the Texas Rangers later in the month, and those 3 games coming against the Tampa Bay Rays at the end of the month. Will they mean anything? Will they be impactful? Well, right now, the Yankees are 4 back of Tampa Bay, so they still have a chance to push forward a little bit. If they can gain a little bit more ground, those might be 3 very interesting games, and if the Yankees are within distance of the Rays at that point, yeah, you shoot for the division, because that 1-game wild card is obviously something you want to avoid. The Yankees at this point, as I said, they have a fairly comfortable margin to go after the wild card spot right now. They are 7 up in the loss column and 6.5 overall in front of Oakland for that wild card spot, the second wild card spot. At this point, they are 3 games up on Boston for hosting the wild card game. And as I said, they're doing it with really a combination of pitching and offense that they haven't put together all year. Well, this is what happens when you do. You go 30-9 since the All-Star break. When the Yankees were a team at the break where you just couldn't see it happening. And I remember having this discussion with Andy Martino, my colleague at SNY, and it was basically a discussion of, do the Yankees have a run in them? And the general feeling was, no, they don't, because you couldn't see it. You couldn't see any of the elements that would put a kind of run like this together. And I remember my answer at the time, it wasn't meant to be smart aleck, and I don't think anybody took it that way. It's just kind of the realization of, well, why would you see it coming? Because the Yankees were so inconsistent and weren't putting together the kind of things that let you think a winning streak was there. And my answer was simply, if you could see it coming, it would have already happened, wouldn't it? Of course you don't see it coming. They weren't playing very good baseball at the time, so why would you think a run is coming? They had to turn a corner. They had to start playing good baseball. That's what the Yankees are doing right now. And they're doing it against really good teams, too. They did it against the White Sox. They played the Astros in this stretch. Now, they're facing some good teams who are streaking on the wrong side, right? The Red Sox were reeling. The Oakland A's were reeling. But they're still playoff contenders that the Yankees are facing in this stretch here. And I mentioned the Chicago White Sox. They lost the Field of Dreams game and then came back to win the final 2 games in Chicago. They've won a couple of series against Tampa Bay in this stretch, too. While they started out losing 5 out of 6 to the Rays early this season, they've come back and played them very well as well. So the Yankees are winning games. They're beating good teams. They're doing it with offense. They're doing it with pitching. They have a little bit of a bullpen issue, probably, but Aroldis Chapman finally saved a game the other night. And it was his 300th career save. It was his first save in 3 weeks with a couple of blown saves and an injured list stint in between. So while the Yankees might have an issue with, say, just a feeling of comfort bringing Aroldis Chapman into games late, they do have some really good arms back there. Chad Green has thrown the ball well. Jonathan Loaisiga has been terrific, reminding people of the 1996 version of Mariano Rivera. And here the Yankees are with a month to play, with 34 games left to play, looking like a very dangerous playoff team, a very dangerous team. And that's all you want to be right now. You want to be dangerous. That's exactly what the Yankees are. We'll see how they go moving forward here through this West Coast trip and into the season's final month. I want to take this opportunity to remind you of a couple of things to check out. The 30 with Murdy podcast has a new episode up. The Yankees have their longest winning streak since 1961. And well, the latest 30 with Murdy podcast deals with 1961. Last year at some point, I dug out found some old cassette tapes, including a show that WFAN aired in 1991 commemorating the 30th anniversary of the 61 Yankees. Well, this show hasn't aired really since 1991. So 30 years later, in what is now the 60th anniversary of the 61 Yankees, one of the greatest teams in franchise history, one of the greatest teams in baseball history, and the season which featured the great home run race between Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle as they tried to eclipse Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs. We know that Maris got there. He hit 61 home runs. Mantle did not. Came up a little bit short. But this show that was on WFA and was hosted by Howie Rose, who we all know as, you know, as a Mets historian, right? As a Mets encyclopedia and as a Mets broadcaster. But in 1961, Howie Rose was 7 years old. The Mets were not yet in existence. The Dodgers and Giants had gone west. The Yankees were the only team in New York. And a 7-year-old baseball fan whose father was a Yankees fan, well, that was Howie Rose. And he fell in love with baseball that summer and fell in love by watching the exploits of Maris and Mantle. So Howie hosted this show with that perspective. And among the interviews on that show, Mickey Mantle. A 17-minute interview with Mickey Mantle that we did air on our station last year, but this show has not been heard in 30 years. It also features interviews with Ralph Houk, Johnny Blanchard, Tony Kubek. Kubek, the only one in this group that you'll hear that is still living. Everyone else has since passed, and these interviews have been, you know, lost to time. Mel Allen, also a phenomenal interview you hear in this show, and I've kind of edited it all together from its original form, which is a few hours back in 1991. And it is in a podcast form with a new introduction, an interview with that I did with Howie Rose a few months ago, basically talking about looking back on the show and his early Yankees fandom as a child, and his infatuation with Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and this 1961 season. So that is on the 30 with Murdy platform. You can find it there. And also want to call your attention to a show on SNY's website, SNY.tv, Like We Never Left. It is a show which features a little Yankees tie-in with Derek Jeter on Team USA in 2009, but the crux of the show is David Wright, Jimmy Rollins, and Chipper Jones, three players who were fierce rivals in the National League East, and they became teammates on that 2009 WBC team, and Jeter played a key role in bringing the personalities of Wright and Rollins together, guys who couldn't stand each other on the field as they competed against each other, and even off the field, and Jeter, in a lighthearted moment, brought those two together, and you'll hear them tell that tale in the Like We Never Left episode on SNY.tv. You'll find links to all this on my Twitter, which is at YankeesWFAN. And I want to remind you to keep coming back here to WFAN's Baseball Insiders. You'll get Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports delivered right to you. And we'll follow right through as the Yankees try to complete this season in the playoffs, as they are right now with 34 games to go. They are a playoff team. They were a dangerous team, and they are one of the best teams in the American League. I want to thank you all for listening. Until next time, I'm Sweeney Murdy.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.